If you ask 11th grader Jean-Baptiste Racatawarasan and 10th grader Ridwan Sarad, they'll tell you that PSLA at Fowler is a safe school. Their concerns seem to revolve around resources for students. The school has the poorest high school population in the city, and Racatawarasan says most students are left out of some activities.
I know many kids' parents cannot give their kids money for some stuff, and if the school would provide it more, maybe that'll get more students involved in it and more kids to like enjoy school as it is.
More funds and after school activities like LPP that helps students with their homework after school, and they really do a lot, and I don't think they get enough appreciation.
Ridwan Sarad is referring to the Liberty Partnership Program. It's funded by the state and is a partnership between the district and Syracuse University to help students work toward personal and academic goals through counseling and tutoring. Both students also happen to be soccer players, but haven't ever been able to play at their home turf.
We've been promising to do that for years, but we never got our soccer field. And we need to get a new one because our field is not even a Fowler, it's a Burnett Park. And I'd say, like, we deserve our own field because we do really good in soccer and, you know, a little bit more recognition with the turf. That would be great.
Fowler hasn't had athletic fields since they were torn up for a county sewer project in 2010. Fields, a stadium, and new locker rooms are included in the next phase of the joint school's construction project, but officials aren't committing to a start date. Superintendent Jaime Alisea appreciated the students' honesty on everything from safety and education to sports and lunch.
Every year when we ask the kid anything that you want to change, they all talk about lunch.
The school lunch, it just needs to get better.
We're providing more fruit and vegetables. And they like the old, you know, the turkey, the pizza, the hamburgers, the hot dogs. So they want to go back to that. One of the kids said with me, you know, we need to bring back the popcorn chicken. Those are the things that we like.
Alisea says he and administrators will consider all suggestions made at the symposium, including the lunch menu. Scott Willis, WAER News.